Shel Beis Pur, that the Malchus HaRosha sent, that they sent the king, they sent all the people to try and find out where exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. They went to look in Eged the Beis Pur. Is there where no Heichon Moshe Kov? They want to see where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Is Zomdo Lamala, when they went on top, Nidmo Lehem Lamat, it looked as if he was buried on the bottom. I don't know exactly what it means, it would look like it. But they thought maybe it was buried on the bottom. They went down on the bottom of, the, of this mountain, Lamata Nidmo Lehem Lamala, it looked like it was on top. So what did they do? Nechlo Kul L'Shtei Kitas, they divided up these people into half. And half was on top, half was on bottom, trying to find exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Is Oysen Shomdun Lamala, the ones that were standing on top, Nidmo Lehem Lamata, it looked as if Moshe was buried on the bottom. And Lamata, the ones that were on bottom, Nidmo Lehem Lamata, it looked as if Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on top. Kitas, I don't know exactly what it means there, but they were trying to find Moshe Rabbeinu's Kfura, and they couldn't find it. What the Pasuk says, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself buried him. Even Moshe Rabbeinu does not know where he was buried. Sechocha says over here, says, the Ish did not know. Who does the Ish mean? It means even Moshe Rabbeinu. Sechocha says over there, that Moshe is called the Ish Elokim. So even Moshe Rabbeinu did not know where he was buried. Young Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, if Neymar Nikva Moshe Eitzel Beis Pur, how come Moshe was buried near Beis Pur? Kedei Lechapur Al Maise Pur. The issue be there to Lechapur if he is forgiven Klal Yisrael by the Chet of the Baal Pur. Young Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Maid Yisrael was supposed to say, Achra Hashem Lekechon Telechu. He should go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi Yevshele Liyodom Lahalach Achra Shechina. Is it possible for a person to go after the Shechina? But like for them, we know the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Lekech Eishechlo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like fire. So how can we go after fire? El lahalach acha midoisa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk means we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, that's the way we should act. Mahu mal b'sharumin. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. He mal b'sharumin. He dresses the people that are undressed. He dresses us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the first clothing to Chava and Adam. Is Avata Il Besharum. We should also do Gimilas Chasadim to give people clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to visit the sick. The Pasuk says, Avram Avinu, Vayar Elov Hashem Be'elein Mamre. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to visit Avram after his Mila. Is Avata Bikachon, the same way we should also go visit the sick people, do this chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Menachem Avol. The Pasuk says, Liachre Mois Avram, Vayivorech Elokim Es Yitzchot Benoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a brach, and Mashu went to Menachem him. Is Avata Nicham Avinu, which also be Menachem in Avol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyv Meisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Kfuras of Meisim. The Yisir Vayifur Oysa Begai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went to bury Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Avata Kfar Meisim. We should also do this chesed and go to bury Meisim. Ksoinus Or, it says what? That the brothers showed Yaakov the Ksoinus Or of Yosef. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadoma, Dover, Habo, Minor, something that comes from skin. For Chadoma, Dover, Shor, Nenemeno, something that the skin hasn't germined from it. Torah Shreb Simloi, Torah, Tchilosa, Gimel Chosodim, Sefer Gimel Chosodim. Rashi says it means Shot Samahu. It means something that the body hasn't germined from, means it was made from wool. The body has more enjoyment from wool. Dora Shreb Simloi, Torah, Tchilosa, Gimel Chosodim. The beginning of Torah is Gemilas Chasodim, the Seifa Gemilas Chasodim, and the end of Torah talks about it. And Rashi says, Chilosa means Hil B'Sharumen. Starts off the Pasha of Adam, the Chava, because Rahul gave them, dressed them. Yeah. Chilosa Gemilas Chasodim, Gemara says, the Siv, Yasa, Shem, Lekim, Liodim, Lishtuk, Sainas, Or. Ksoinus Or doesn't go back on Yosef. It means Ksoinus Or doesn't go back to Adam and Chava. Because Baruch Hu first gave them the Ksoinus Or, so it's not like this. Was it a leather clothing, or was the clothing made from wool? So it says at the beginning of the Pasha operations, of course, Baruch Hu gave clothing to the Mechava. The Seif at the end of the Torah, Gemil Chasod Nechsev, Vayikra Reis of the guy, of course, Baruch himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where the Torah starts off and ends off with, these in Yonah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with Klal Yisrael. And for this, we have to learn that also, that we should also do chesed one with another. Torah Reb Simloi, if Neiman and Salam Moshe Rabbeinu in Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, how come Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so much, like he davened 513 tefillahs to go to Eretz Yisrael? How come he davened so much? Why? How come he desired it so much? V'chilecho mepir yisrael, that he has to eat from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, or lisboya mituva, to have to be satisfied from the goodness. Hutzorich. Elo no. Kachom Moshe Rabbeinu. Kachom Moshe. Harbe mitzvahs asav Yisrael v'yemes kayomim elo b'Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of tayag mitzvahs that we can't do only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Ikonas, Anil Yeretz, Gneshiz Kamenu Kulam. El Yodi, Moshe wanted to go in, but Afka to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs there. Is Omla Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klum Atum Avakash El Lekabel Schar. Is it, you only want to do the mitzvahs to receive reward, to me it's considered like you already did the mitzvahs. Shenema. And really the Mashor is the Kashia. We know you're not supposed to do mitzvahs on Nafta Kabel Schar. So you want to learn the only mitzvahs that you already had a chiyuv to do. But here Vaisdais Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a chiyuv to do them yet because he wasn't an Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it wasn't the taina that if he wanted to do it on Nafta Kabel Schar. But still HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to him that you should know, Malam Yalecha Kilu Asisim. I consider as if you already did it, I'll give you the schar. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. Because the Pasuk says, Lochein Achalek Loi, V'rabim, V'yesatzumim, Izichalek Sholot Hachas Asher Hera Lamoves, Narshoi, V'yes Poishim Nimno, V'lchet Rabim Noso, V'la Poishim Yafgia. So now the Gemara goes to explain this Pasuk. Lochein Achalek Loi B'rabim, that I will divide you, give you a portion, a great portion with the Rabbim. Yochel Kachrein, maybe like the last ones, V'loi Kirishen, not like the first ones. Talmud Lomer V'yesatzumim, know the great strong ones. Then it says, Yichalek Shol, I'll divide up the Shol, I'll give you for the dividing. Kavrom Yitzchak V'yakov, Shematzumim V'atoru V'mitzvus, that they are strong in Torah mitzvus. Then it says, Tachas, because Asher Heru Lomos Nafshoi, what does that mean? Shemoser Atzmo L'misa, that you are Moser Nefesh, you gave up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, in Ein Mechenin No, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, then wipe out my name from the Torah. V'yes Poishim Nimno, I should be included like in the Poishim and the people that did Averus. Shenimni Meseimot Midbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was included like in the people that died in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was made in the Midbar. V'uchet Rabbim Nosa, what does that mean? He upheld the chet of the Rabbim. She'ekipra Maiso Egel, that because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch was Moichel Klal Yisrael on the chet of Egel. U'la Poishim Yavgia, She'bikesh Rachmim Al Poishim Yisrael She'yasu B'tshuva. It means Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalol that the Poishim Yisrael, the people that do chatoyim, they should go back and do tshuva. Because we know, v'yein tegiya ele tefillah. When it says tegiya, it means tefillah. Shneim the pasuk says, v'yato atespalo v'yado amazer, v'yatisa badem rino tefillah v'yatifka bi. So lashon tifka bi means don't daven to me. See, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalol for the Poshe Yisrael, that they should be yasu b'tshuva. Alright, hadrin alecho amekane at liyishtay. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. Yeah, Daf Yudel Amud Aleph holding. New parak. The Mishnah says, Hoyemevi yes minchosa. They used to bring the soitis mincha. That means the husband would have to bring the mincha. And he would bring it betoich kfifa mitzvus. He would bring it in a basket that is made out of palm leaves. There is a posh of the basket. Nothing made out of gold or silver. A basket made out of palm leaves. V'noisna yodeho. And then the husband would put this basket on her hands. Why? Kedei liyaga, to make her weary, to make her tired. There was all these things are done in order to make her be moida, that maybe she did the chet. Yeah. Now, kol hamnocha is usually regular mincha when somebody brings a mincha. Tchiloson v'soifon b'klisharos. The beginning and the end was put into a klisharos. And the Gemara explains it doesn't really mean the klisharos at the beginning, because he used to bring the mincha from your house to the Beis HaMikdash. What it means is he used to use it in a silver or a gold keli, something that's fit to be a klisharos. But v'zu over here by a mincha v'saita chilasa v'kfifa mitzvus. At the beginning, when the husband like brings the flour from his house, he brings it in a basket made out of palm leaves. The Seifa B'Klisharis, at the end though, when it's brought into Beis HaMikdash, there they put it into a silver cup, into a Klisharis. A silver metal cup. Kol HaMnocha is too nice, Shemun Ulevayna. A regular mincha, when you bring, you have to put inside the flour oil. Ulevayna, Levayna, special spices you put on the mincha. Vizu, but the mincha that a Seifa is brought for, Eina Tuna Lo Shemun Ulevayna. We have no oil in it, and we have no levoina, no special spices in her mincha. And we'll soon explain why. Kol hamnochos boyos minachitin. Usually a mincha is brought from wheat. All the menachos, the son brings a korban, or by the oilas tomid, will be bring a mincha with it, is always made from flour, or wheat. Vizu bo minasorim. But over here it's brought from barley. Now there's one other mincha that's also brought from barley, and that's the mincha soimer. The mincha soimer, that's the second day on Pesach, when you bring the mincha soimer, that comes to be matir the chodesh, that's also brought from a barley. But afal pi shebo min asorim, even though this mincha soimer is also brought from barley, avihi hoiso bo gerish. That one came very fine flour. It was like sifted over in 13 different sieves first, to make it into very nice, fine flour. It was just like the regular kemach, just here the mincha soimer was made from barley, not from wheat. But vizu, this mincha that the soiter brings is the worst of everything, bo kemach. It's brought with the pure flour, not fine. The Rashi says, kemach means hakel murev, kemosh nitchon. The way they grind it up with the pieces, that's the way they bring her flour, her barley flour. And Rabbi Gamliel explains, Kishem Shemaiseha Maise Behema, the same way what she did, her action, was the Maise Behema, to leave her husband and live with another man, if that's what she did, is Ka Korbono Maicha Behema. The same way we make up Mincha also be brought, is brought a Maicha Behema. That usually barley is mainly used for animals. Animals eat barley. And that's Bechlau, why we make everything look so not nice. We make her bring it in a kfifas mitzvah, in a regular portion of the basket, there's no shemen, there's no levainom. It's all because she did bad actions, therefore we want to show it back to her. Mor says, Tanya, Abba Chonanoy Me Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Kidei Liyago, what's the reason that the husband, after he has the mincha in the basket, like even in the Beis Hamikdash, they put it on her hands, they make her carry it wherever she has to walk, up and down in the Beis Hamikdash. She has to have the mincha on her hands, carrying it, is kidei liyaga, to get her tired, kidei shetachzabo, in order that she should retract, in other words, tell us the truth, if she really lived with that man or not. Yeah. So from this we learn out, in kocha chosa Torah, aloivre ritzoinoi, if this is the way the Torah has rachmonis like, has pity upon the people that do averis, that we want to do these things in order that he should, that she should admit it, is kal v'choymer aloise ritzoinoi. For sure, Hashem has rachmonis like on the people that do mitzvahs. Like here, the so Indian, we want to make her agree to admit what she did. Kadesh, she shouldn't come to lie, to have to bring her mincha, the mayim amorim. The Torah cares a lot about her to get her to admit it. So for sure, the Torah cares about a tzaddik. And this the Gemara asks, how do you know this? Umimai, how do you know this? Mishum dechosahu, how do you know that the Torah has like rachmonis on her? Dilma ki hechad lo timchok megillah. Maybe the reason why we want her to agree is because we know that in Mehamorim we put the Megillah Saita inside the water. And in the Megillah we have written down the Pashyas of the Torah that talk about Saita, and it has Hashem's name written on it. So really what we're doing is we're taking Hashem's name that's written on the Megillah and putting it into water. So we're like erasing Hashem's name. So maybe here we want her to admit that she did this nus in order that we should not have to erase Hashem's name. Maybe that's what we're so worried about over here. Not that we care about her. So Gemara says, no, kesovar, this, Rabbah Chonin holds, kesovar, mashke,